With early voting for the August primary underway in Connecticut, House Republicans are warning about a new state law that could put Connecticut police officers at legal risk. They say the law creates confusion by restricting officers near polling locations, forcing chiefs statewide to seek legal guidance. We're connecting now with State Representative Greg Howard, who also happens to be a Stonington police officer. In fact, he's been with the department for over 20 years and serves as a detective there. Representative Howard, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And I want to thank you personally for your service. We love our police officers, and a happy National Night Out again to all of our police here in Connecticut. So thank you for what you do.
Thank you. And thank you for what you do, Melissa. You know, I've been in the legislature now for 6 years, and I watch things that go on in the press, and there's a lot of the media, and I hate to say this because I wish it wasn't true, that protect bad bills that the Democrat majority pushes, and they buy into these spins. And folks like you going out there and letting people know what's exactly going on is only making Connecticut a better place. So thank you for what you do.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, it's interesting, Representative Howard, because I was wondering if this was going to happen. In fact, I played it on my show at the start of early voting this week when I had spoken to Representative Matt Blumenthal. This was back in late April, and it had passed the House at this point. And we knew that this was going to basically pass into law. And there was a section of the bill where I said to him, It's basically you're trying to crack down on ICE being at polling locations, and to whatever degree, that's fine. I understand you don't want to intimidate people. Like, I get it. I do get the hysteria around that. That's fine. But then he said federal and state law enforcement. And I said to him, wait, are you talking about state police? Are you talking about local cops? He said, well, you know, the municipality, that's going to fall on their jurisdiction to give guidance to the police. And I said, no. I need to understand this. You're not just talking about federal agents anymore. You're talking about our police officers also not being able to come within feet of a polling location. And I brought up Bridgeport because we've literally had elections in Bridgeport where fights have broken out, including with even city councilors. I'm not joking. And polling workers. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we've seen chaos at the polls before. And I said, this law would block our own police or our own state police from doing their job effectively. And he said, well, that's not really the way we want to interpret it. So why don't you pick up the conversation? Because I had a fear of what you guys are talking about here, which is, did lawmakers rush this measure without actually considering how it affects routine police duties?
Well, I had the same concern. And I raised this on the floor of the House. And that's why this new law is actually separated into two separate bills, because I raised these concerns on the floor. I ran amendments. And then another bill came where Matt Blumenthal, after several conversations that he and I had, actually took some of those corrections, but not enough of them. So let's start in the premise here. And you're right. You know, this is a politically motivated bill because they wanted to tell the public, well, we're cracking down on ICE. Well, the problem with that, first of all, is that ICE doesn't care. ICE has been very clear. They don't care what state law passes. They're going to do this. So it's erroneous from the beginning. The next thing is, they said, Matt and others said, well, we have to include state and local police because otherwise it would be unconstitutional, which is an interesting argument to make, because the entire Trust Act in the state of Connecticut singles out ICE. It singles out the entire time and says, well, Connecticut law enforcement can communicate with each other. They can communicate with other states and other state agencies and the other federal agencies like the DEA and the FBI and so on and so on, but not a federal immigration authority. They narrow it to just ICE in that statute, but say they can't do it in any other because it's unconstitutional. My understanding of the Constitution is it applies across the statutes, not here, there, and everywhere they decide it sees fit. So this was targeted. They knew it. It's not an unforeseen circumstance. And when we debated this, they knew this was going to happen, and it creates a lot of confusion. And there's a two-pronged issue here. First of all, it restricts what police officers can do on duty. For example, a police officer can only go within 250 feet of a polling location on duty when there's an imminent risk to life or property. So let's say you have, like in one of my towns, we have early voting going on actually at the police station. In the first bill, that would have had to have been moved because the police officers wouldn't have been able to go to work. That's also true in my other town of Ledger, because the town hall where they do early voting is directly adjacent to the police station. But we did fix that in the follow-up bill. But if there's a car crash out there, minor car crash, fender bender type deal, no injuries, et cetera, the police officer has to go and get permission from a moderator to go out there and investigate the accident. That's absurd.
That's crazy. No, that's just insane. Sorry.
It gets better. The Connecticut Police Chiefs Association had a meeting with the Secretary of State's office about this. And the Secretary of State's office says, well, it's okay. The moderator is going to be the one calling in the accident. Oh, really? So the moderators are all monitoring traffic out on Route 1, not monitoring the election. Are you kidding me? This is where we're living in Connecticut. But anyways, I digress. And there's all these on-duty restrictions that have made police officers concerned. Police chiefs have meetings, town council meetings at town hall where early voting is going on. They have meetings with their mayors. Can they go there or no? They have to get permission from the moderator before they can go have a meeting with their mayor. Now let's talk about the second prong. This law also restricts what officers can do during election times when they're off duty, when they're not even working, because it specifically says what you can do off duty, which means it's only those things. So, and it says that a police officer like me can go within, say I have a pizza place, near the town hall within 250 feet. There actually happens to be a pizza place in Pawcatuck right next door to the police station where they're doing early voting in the town where I live. My wife and I and my sons, we go there very often. We're regulars there. It says I can go there off duty. I can have pizza with my family for whatever time is necessary. I don't even know what that means.
It's like, am I allowed to get up from the table? I ate my dinner. I mean, it's just lunacy. Come on.
If I get some crazy liberal, which has happened in that particular restaurant, actually, videoing me and say, well, he paid his bill, and then his buddy came in, and he stood there and talked to him for 5 minutes before he left. It was more than necessary. And get this, Melissa, it's a felony. It's a C felony. It's not I could be sued or reprimanded. It's a C felony, which means I lose my job, I lose my pension, I lose my right to possess firearms. It's insanity. Yesterday, this gets better, I had another member of the media say to me, well, if the governor and the secretary of state get together and they put out guidance that kind of says police can go about their business as usual, isn't it no harm, no foul? I said, no. First of all, if the governor and the secretary of state are going to put out guidance that says, well, we know what the legislature passed, but we don't like it, so we're just going to do this, that's a whole bigger problem we need to talk about. So no,
right.
It's not.
Right.
It's not no harm, no foul. And second of all, police officers in the state of Connecticut have been issued policies and guidance from their governing body, which is the Police Officer Standards and Training Council, for years, generally as directed by the legislature. Well, now, a couple of months ago, we had an inspector general who took an investigation into a pursuit on the highway for a couple of state troopers and put out a report a few weeks back and said, well, the trooper followed policy. He did what he was told. It's within the policy and the directives and the guidance he was given. But I find it was unjustified use of force. So I said to that reporter, I said, you have to forgive police officers in the state if they don't really care what guidance they get, because you have an inspector general who's going to do what he wants to do, which seems to be arrest police officers. So here we are, we're reporting police officers throughout the state, and this isn't political rambling and hyperbole for me. You have police chiefs who have written numerous emails to the attorney general's office, to the state's attorney's office, to the secretary of state's office seeking guidance. You have town attorneys who are reading this going, and one said to me yesterday, well, it's unclear. I said, it's not unclear. It's perfectly clear. You just think it's so asinine that you think it's unclear. He goes, you know, you're exactly right. He goes, it is clear.
Oh, that was nice. You got that admittance.
And he said, I can't believe it.
Yeah, if they get permission from the Secretary of the State's office or elections officials, they can be there. So I anticipate very little will change in terms of state and local police. But we want to make sure that all our law enforcement, if they're going to be in the vicinity of a polling place, they have the permission of our elections officials, and those election officials are tracking what they're doing and ensuring that everything is well coordinated.
Huh. You kind of had me until you said that even state. So can we have even local cops there? I mean, local cops don't even know what to do because of the Trust Act anyways. But like, so we essentially can't have police near polling places.
Yeah, just to be clear, we will have police properly and as given permission by elections officials in the vicinity of polling places.
If given the permission, we can have cops near our polling places. This was something that I talked to Representative Matt Blumenthal about back in April, right as we knew the bill was going to, you know, become law in regards to just election changes. That included the universal absentee balloting and all of that. And we had a pretty good conversation, to be honest. And then it got to the end where we talked about cops. And as you could see, I had kind of a problem with that. We're talking to Representative Greg Howard now, who also happens to be a cop. He has worked with Stonington for, you said, 24 years you've been there, Representative Howard?
That's right.
Okay. Well, thank you again for your service. Appreciate that. What are you hearing since early voting began this week from police? I think that is the part of the conversation. You know, take the political hat off for a hot second. Tell me what you are hearing specifically from police with early voting and just elections, and how has it been for them with people knowing this is now law where they have to get permission to be near the polling places?
Yeah, they're confused and they're concerned. So there's a couple of things. I've been hearing from police chiefs and police officers throughout the state calling me saying, hey, can you send me the sections of that? I can't find it. And even that, I have to kind of show it to them because it's, you have to follow the bouncing ball. We passed a bill and then we changed that bill and another bill. So I sent all that stuff to them. And then they asked me a ton of questions. Well, what about? I said, I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I can't give you legal advice. I can only show you what the bill says. So like I have one police officer said, listen, I live in my town and they're doing early voting at the town hall. So I can't go in there off duty to get a building permit. I can't go pay my sewer bill. I can't go talk to my mayor, my first electman.
And is that true or is it just a confusion?
I think it's true. I mean, as I read the bill, it says that a police officer can go. So if the early voting is happening in the town hall, that's the polling place. So it says a police officer off duty can be within 250 feet at a location as long as necessary to be there at a location other than the polling place. So if the town hall is the polling place, you can't be there.
It's even this idea, to be honest with you, Representative Howard, this is where I think we go too far. Even if the law was you have to get permission, I think that is one of the most degrading things you could say to a police officer, to a firefighter.
And I should be clear about that, Melissa.
But that's what I think it is. You know, at the end of the day, even if the law was, well, Melissa, this is getting out of hand. They are allowed to come in. They just got to ask permission. You lost me. I got to be honest. I think that's one of the rudest things.
Law, so
that's crazy. It is crazy.
And I should be clear about that. So the officer can go in there. He just has to contact the moderator, figure out who the moderator is first, which good luck doing that. Contact the moderator and say, hey, may I come in and apply for a building permit? I'd like to put a deck on my house. And so that's the next thing that police officers say to me. Why are we being treated like second-class citizens? We follow the law. We pay our taxes. We provide service to our community. We're willing to risk our lives every single day for people we don't even know.
Blindly.
And we're being treated
blindly.
Right.
Blindly.
And we're being treated like second-class citizens?
Well, that's what...
And it's true.
I mean, you're not even that. You're treated like children. I mean, to me, it's interesting because when you see stories, and I hate to bring it up, but you watch stories like what happened in Bristol a few years ago, and you see two officers who did their jobs blindly and were killed in the line of duty. Imagine telling those officers that they have to ask for permission to go to their city hall. That's obscene. That's crazy. But that's a reality. And this is where it should not matter your political affiliation. We have lost sight of how we are functioning as a society. If we're telling police officers they have to ask for permission, including when they're off duty, if they can come within 250 feet of a polling location, that should
Blumenthal,
give you pause. I'm sorry.
Oh, it should. But, you know, Representative Blumenthal, who is a colleague and a friend, he's the chairman of the GAE committee where this bill came out of, and that's why he's sort of the Democrat point man on in the House of Representatives, just so folks know that. And he put an email out to his colleagues, but this week, maybe yesterday, I think within the last couple of days, that essentially, you know, said, listen, I'm hearing the confusion. All the police departments have to do is get the moderator to give blanket approval and authorization for the police to be in there. Well, Matt, then why did we pass this bill? Like, if you're going to pass a law that says that police can only be in these locations with permission from the moderator, and then you're going to direct the moderator to just give blanket permission, what's the point of the law? And the answer is politics. And Melissa, I've said since I got there 6 years ago, and this came out when I was speaking to a group of people not long ago, politics is the root of all bad policy. When we show up to Hartford, we being Republicans or Democrats or whoever, we as legislators, we show up there and we pass bills or we propose bills or we propose amendments strictly for political reasons and not for good policy. And we're failing as a state and we're failing as policymakers. The goal should be come January when politics is over, elections are over, for that 2-year time frame while we're in that sacred house, and we're passing these laws, it should be with a focus on good policy for people of the state of Connecticut, and that's it. And that's not what we're seeing. What we're seeing is year after year, bill after bill after bill, with a headline and political talking points that hits the social media taglines to get everybody riled up so that we can disenfranchise Republicans. That's what they're doing. And listen, I'm not so ignorant to think if Republicans were in the majority, they wouldn't do the exact same thing. But that's not what we have here in Connecticut. Right now, we have a Democrat majority doing it. And this is a great example of it. It was never about good policy. They knew this was going to happen, but they didn't care. They said, well, we'll fix it later. We got to get the headline. Let's go do it. And that's what they did.
Well, and unfortunately, now we're in a place where you, even if you wanted to fix it, we're in it. So there is no fixing it. And at the end of the day, to your point, Representative Howard, it asks the question, who is the law actually protecting? Because whether we think it's a slap in the face to cops or not, at the end of the day, if you are that person in that car crash or you are that person that is experiencing a heart attack and a cop can't come to save you in a quick amount of time, we're going to ask the question, gee, who was this really great for? Was it great for political points and to say that Connecticut is in line with X, Y, and Z? Or did we actually serve the Connecticut resident properly? And this law puts that into question. Representative Howard, I want to thank you again for what you do. And thank you for giving us the time to talk about this. We will certainly track what happens next, if there are any fixes to it in the future.